It's all in the podcast. Moira and Big Trev show, that is. Unless we have to edit it out for legal reasons. 1029 Hot Tomato.
Hello.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah, I thought I'd try something different.
Shad's, hi, Shad.
Where's Shad gone?
Hello, guys.
Oh, there he is.
I don't know if people know who I am when I get introduced onto this.
Okay, so introduce yourself, Shad.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about
I'm
yourself.
The button. I'm the person who pushes the buttons on the show.
What do you prefer to be called?
By my name, usually.
Yeah. Okay, sure. If not, if that's not available.
Oi. I'll take Trev's from time to time.
Do we call you our anchor, or do we call you our button boy, or do we talk?
Ooh. Well, I don't like button boy. Unless,
why not?
You should get paid a lot more if I'm a button boy, yeah. I reckon.
But you'd also probably have to wear details.
If there are any lovely rich ladies that are around.
And you need a good button boy.
Mate, tell you what, this is the problem. Like, so I'm 33.
Yeah.
I'm past the moment of being the trophy boy for a rich lady.
No, you're not.
I don't think you are.
Oh, mate, there ain't no rich.
No.
Ladies are like, I'm going to get me a 33.
I think if you have a
window,
haircut,
20 to 22.
If you cleaned yourself up, I reckon you'd be great.
Mate, I'm clean now. I had a shave the other day. Trent noticed.
No. You look a lot younger than 33. Ladies, check out his Insta.
Shad
Wicker, is that it? Or Wicker Shad?
Wicked Shad.
Yeah. See, it's all in the name, ladies.
Check
Wicked
it out,
Shad.
And you guarantee he does not look 33.
Yeah, well, you know.
There's still
I didn't say I'm not handsome.
I didn't say that either.
I did.
Okay.
He's uglier than a drop pie.
Well, okay. All right. Lots on the show.
Yes, we were talking about the worst movie you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yes.
Also, we were talking about...
What else?
what did we start the show talking about?
We can't talk about the hectic thing that happened to you today on a podcast, can we?
Oh, no.
I can just say that I went to...
Like you saw something.
I saw a lady break her leg today and the bone popped out.
Oh!
And I saw the ambulance turn up with the green whistle. And I saw her vomit into a bucket.
Oh, man. Have you ever had the green whistle?
Never.
Oh, man.
I've had the green whistle.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Do I need to go and throw myself down the stairs to get
the
green whistle?
Do that.
You know what it is? It's just a black texture inside a green whistle, really.
Yes.
Well, what's in it?
I'm not sure. But suck on this. It's so funny when they give it to you. Because I've had it a few times. They say the same thing every time, but it always makes you pass out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, all right. Just breathe nice. Like, use this. Just breathe it real slowly when it hurts. And because you're like, oh,
it hurts.
As soon as
hurts.
You get it, you go, oh, and then you just pass out.
And you're out. Okay.
And you wake up and
they
you're
go,
fine.
Oh, yeah, too much, mate.
Really?
Yeah, how many times has that happened?
A number
of times.
For me, it was twice. I've had it twice.
Once for me.
Okay.
Oh, twice. If
you know, I don't actually want to bring that on for myself. I don't want to, like...
Well, you know what? Find someone who has had it because apparently you can put it in the freezer.
Yes, and have it later.
You can have it later.
That's what we did.
Oh, my Lord.
When my mate hurt
is
himself.
In Broken Hill?
Yeah, he hurt himself on a bike.
Yeah.
And then we all stood around and pass it around.
Was he okay?
Yeah.
He was out.
Fine. He was fine. No, he was still in pain because you're going to have some of this. This is good. I can't feel anything. Oh, wow.
Mate, usually you do that with someone in Broken Hill. You wake up in WA.
Yeah. You end up at Rudy Hill.
I think our podcast is becoming better than our actual show.
Yeah.
The intro. Anyway, enjoy.
Moira and Big Trev.
Now, Justin Langer, he quit as coach of the National Men's Cricket Team on Saturday. Now, there was a big meeting with Cricket Australia that went for a number of hours, and then he was offered quite an insulting six-month contract. So he said, nah, I don't think so, I'm off. And Pat Cummins has come out today and broken his silence about the whole thing and said that, you know, he said it was he was a great coach. It just needed to go in a different direction and all that kind of stuff. Got me thinking about this guy when I was in high school called Kevin Ryan. Kevin Ryan was at All Saints. He was a teacher there at my school, but he also coached the Bond Uni rugby union team. And he was scary at school and he was scary as a coach because my brother played for Bond Uni in the rugby union, right?
Yeah.
And so on the weekends, I couldn't get away from him because then I'd still be seeing Mr. Ryan coach my brother, who was like 6'3" and a prop, but was absolutely just so scared of Coach Ryan. So I was thinking about who is the best coach that you've had on the Gold Coast. Now, it could be now or it could be someone in the past as well who really made an impact on your life as a coach. So whatever sport, netball, softball, futsal, whatever it could be. How about you, Trev? You played a lot of soccer?
Yeah, I played a lot of soccer, but most of mine was back in my hometown.
Yeah.
Up here, we just had player coaches.
Yeah.
So most of the guys that you're playing with are your coaches, and
Usually, how did that go?
Yeah, you don't listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. They tell you to do something. Went, oh, okay, cool. You know, I'm in my late 30s and I'm just here to have fun.
Right, okay.
That's just everybody just take a step back and calm down.
Yeah.
I'll just have shots from halfway, miss, and then just sub me off.
So what about in Broken Hill? What made a good coach for you?
Just someone who just stood up and, like, would take us aside because I didn't have much of a father figure growing up.
Yep.
So anybody that took time out of their day just to coach us and take me on one-on-one was, like, really appreciated to me.
Well, that's
so really nice. I had a coach called Mr. Elliott and then another guy called Mr. Evans. But I always used to call them that, and I still do to this day. And they absolutely get the Sturks.
Did you see the footage of an English football player who thought that his coach had passed away?
That was Ian Wright.
Yes.
Arsenal player.
He thought his coach had passed away, but what they'd done was this guy was like a massive, similar to you, a wonderful father figure, needing a father figure, and they told him that he'd, like someone along the time had said, no, he's passed away, but they actually brought them back together.
Yeah.
And he was bawling. It was beautiful.
Well, try and find the footage and either chuck it up because it's really good because Ian Wright, absolute best player like for Arsenal back in the day.
Yeah.
And then his genuine turning around, oh, I thought you were dead. He took his hat off.
But the way he goes, I thought you were dead.
Yeah,
and then took his hat off.
Sorry.
Oh, it was so beautiful. So you still would call your coach by their first name.
I'd see him in the pub and his name was Frank Elliott. And he's sitting there going, just call me Frank. I went, all right, Mr. Elliott.
Oh, best coach of the Gold Coast, no matter what sport.
Moira and Big Trev.
And we are talking Gold Coast coaches. It's off the back of Justin Langer, of course. Resigned.
Yep.
Got sort of offered quite a poor contract. Said, nah, see yous. I reckon he'll go to the Poms because their coach quit the day before.
Well, he didn't quit either.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just, just like radio. Who quit? Who didn't quit?
Oh, is that what they're waving to?
We want to know the best Gold Coast coach. Any sport.
Yep.
Any one that made an impact maybe now or maybe when you were a kid as well.
Yeah, well, my son has just started for Robina, the Gold Coast. He's got a coach called, what's his name again? I forgot his coach. Fraser Cuba.
Right.
So, yeah, he's amazing as well. But, yeah, it's just the different coaches make an impact on your life and it's amazing. So, Kim?
Yes, Kim, what about you?
His name is Shane Roberts and he's not a traditional coach in terms of just one discipline, AFL, rugby, basketball. He is the head of the physical education department at PBC, which is 2,650 kids.
Wow.
He's also been a volunteer with Surf Life Saving for like 25 years, but he is absolutely loved and cherished by the kids at PBC. So in terms of motivating kids to have a healthy lifestyle, but also motivation, like a meditation and, you know, like self-care and all the rest of it, he's a full deal.
Well, so are your kids involved with that program or are you married to him? Because it sounds like you're giving him a glowing review.
No, I'm not married to him, but I am friends with his wife. But, the kids last year in his care program, what they said about him reduced all of us this year.
Well, that's it. I'm taking my kids out of school, sending them to PBC. Thank you.
Good, you should.
I'm just doing it now. I'm just ringing my wife.
Thanks, Kim. Renee, who's the coach that sticks in your memory or maybe a current coach at the moment?
Well, no, it was actually when I was towards the end of primary school. Her name was Wendy Parker, my netball coach, and that's Corey Parker, the retired Bronco, Corey Parker's mother.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and she was fantastic, but she was terrifying. Terrifying.
How old were you then?
12.
Yeah, they're always terrifying when you're 12.
I just love the fact that we're all remembering their full names. Like, it's not just Mrs. Parker. It's actually her full name. It's like it's ingrained in our brain through terrifyingness.
100%. 100%. If you were late at all, you would have to do extra laps around the court while everyone was training. Oh. If you missed a training, you weren't allowed to play a game that week. Like, she was next level.
I love it. Well, no doubt it. No wonder her son was so successful as well, because no, he was probably like that as a mother.
Right. Yes, that's my theory too.
Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Moira and Big Trev.
1, 2, 5. These are three.
Moira and Big Trev's 3 second rule.
Okay. Hotly contested game, this one. It caused a lot of issues in the studio. Moira versus Big Trev. You can play along in the car as well. We play 3 seconds of a song. You guys use your names as your buzzers, and then you have to guess what that song is. We want name, we want title and artist.
You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
No, I'm not.
No, you're actually very good at this game. I have to say. You are.
You always stand up, you kick your chair to the side, and I'm sitting down.
Now, I've been to F45 twice, and this is really painful standing up as well. I know.
I've seen you walk around the studio, and you're like...
I'm hobbling.
All right, let's get into
okay.
it.
What's your clue? You mentioned clue.
Is all the artists... Start with the letter S.
Oh, you told me off air L.
S for
all
snake.
The artists.
Okay.
Start with the letter S. Okay, here we go. Let's get started.
What do you want, man? My girl just caught me.
L. Trevor.
Moira.
Maggie.
Oh, my gosh!
I can't remember the name of the song. I suck. So much.
Oh my.
I love the fact that Lucy's trying to mime through the window and looking at me like I'm stupid.
Well, man.
You don't know.
What is this?
Oh dear. It was Shaggy. It wasn't me. Wasn't me. Oh dear.
How is a halo, Lucy? It wasn't me.
Yelling at our producer who's trying to give you clues is not going to help.
Sorry.
Okay, next song. Here we go. Trevor. Oh my god, I'm so surprised Maura didn't get this. Trevor?
Shania Twain feels like a woman.
Sorry, what's the
title? I feel like a woman. Shania Twain.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Very well done.
There we go, 1-0.
Very well done.
Thank you, Maura.
Okay.
I hate Shania Twain.
Next one. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Babies up in here tonight. No fighting. We got the
no
phone.
Go on.
Do you know it, boys?
No,
I say your name.
I said go on to Trevor.
No, I think Trevor.
Yep.
It's Black Eyed Peas.
No, that doesn't sound the best.
Oh, that is wrong. It is actually
I'm thinking. Oh, Shakira. I keep forgetting it's an S. I'm going L.
Yeah, I don't know why you. Yeah, it's so weird.
Seven.
All right, here we go. This one might be a hard one.
So oh, really? See. This one.
Like this. Let's do it. How many dudes you know wrote like this? How many dudes you know?
Starts with S, the artist.
I just need the artist name. I know the...
Stuart Little.
Nothing?
Is that not many, if any?
How many dudes you know?
Okay, this is the last one, boys. The best you can do is time.
Thanks.
It's the best you can do.
Well, thanks,
and
mate.
This is the easiest song to do it. So, Trevor, I suggest you be very quick. Here we go.
Okay.
Trevor. What is the song, right?
Is it Seal, Kiss from a Rose?
Yes, it is.
Baby!
Trevor, that is
3 seconds.
Now that's your three.
Shut up!
That starts with S too.
Moira and Big Trev.
We were talking about the Razzie Awards yesterday and how Bruce Willis has got a lot of movies. He's had what's called the worst performance by Bruce Willis in 2021 movie.
Right.
And he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like a 9 there.
Wow.
Diana, the musical, was up there as well.
I just don't understand how you can make that into a musical.
Yes, I have no idea. Well, we know how it all ends.
Yes.
And then Space Jam, A New Legacy, that's up there as well.
Really?
Also, LeBron James, he's up there for the worst actor.
Oh, dear.
And then I was talking about the worst movies I'd seen. And I said the newest Predators that came out, absolutely terrible. And then I said a movie called Chicken Park, and you two were frothing.
No, Chicken Park sounds awesome.
Sounds pretty sick, man.
Jurassic Park with large chickens. How could anything go wrong?
It was just...
I'm so finding it.
My mate came home, and he said, okay, I've got this great DVD we can watch. And there's like 9 of us sitting. He goes, grab some drinks, grab some food. We'll meet at my house. Right, yeah. Cool. Sat down there. We all started drinking. Let's put on the movie. Yeah, okay, cool. All got comfortable. And then just said, what the hell? And he was having the best time ever.
See?
That was pretty much what it was.
Is it the same? It, like, can you explain the story of Chicken Park?
So they have a massive park with giant chickens, and they go into the giant chicken park, and then the chickens run havoc.
Attack. Like, is it the exact same story of
Jurassic
Park?
Yeah, sort of like the same story, but like the big, instead of the T-Rex, is a massive white chicken.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm finding it, Shad. We're so watching it. It's going to be the best.
Well, we can do that. We'll try and find it. We'll have a night down at the event cinemas, maybe.
Yeah.
And there's probably just us three.
Chickens on the big screen.
Yeah, who wants to see chickens on the big screen?
So the only movie, and I love my movies, the only movie that I've ever walked out of and the worst movie I think I've ever seen.
Yep.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein starring Robert De Niro. It was, seriously, just so bad.
Was that
so? He was playing Frankenstein, and he was all kind of made up, so he looked all kind of crazy and stuff.
I remember that.
So bad. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of because I was just like, I cannot even do this anymore.
Well,
are you doing like you're talking to me?
Are you talking to me? You must be talking to me.
Yeah, no, I've walked, like, I took to a mate to go see that new Predators movie, and we both sat there and looked at each other and went, what are we doing? We just wasted, we got to keep going.
Yeah, so, that is, that there's a case where you just kind of go, I've got to see it through to the end.
Yeah, so we want to know, Gold Coast, what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Moira and Big Trev.
We're having a chat about the worst movies you've ever seen. Now, when I watch a really, really bad movie, I have to see it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Have to see it to the end, even though it's absolutely terrible. Bria took me to go see Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. Worst movie we've ever seen. She looked at me and she went, sorry. I went, it's okay, you're here.
Aww.
And then I just watched this and went, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. But I have to see it to the end. Unlike yourself, when the Fanta runs out, you have to leave.
Yeah, no. When the Fanta ran out, when the Twisties ran out, I was out. This is Robert De Niro in Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, also starring Kenneth Brenner, which was rather interesting.
Mm.
But I have a very dear friend of mine, Drew, who is obsessed with bad movies. So, like, the worst they are, the better. And some of the absolute buckets I've sat through with him, but they're so bad, they're funny.
Yes.
But there are some, like this, not funny. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Robert De Niro, no funny. Not at all. Just an absolute pile of poop. What's the worst movie you've ever seen? We want to know. Glenn, what about you?
Oh, you got to agree with me, Sharknado.
Oh.
What?
But Sharknado was supposed to be bad.
Yeah.
Well, they nailed that, didn't they?
So they said it's the worst movie ever, but you still went and watched it.
I watched all of them.
All of them? So okay, no.
So you can't say it's the worst movie because you've watched all of them.
Well, my kids like it. So what toys have you got with a 10-year-old kid when he was 10 and 10 or 11? Then you've got to sit down and watch it with him. What does this mean, Dad? What are they doing, Dad?
Okay, yeah, that's awkward. That's really awkward.
Sorry, just to clarify, you watched Sharknado.
Yep.
Sharknado 2, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sharknado 3, oh, hell no. Sharknado The Force Awakens.
No.
Sharknado 5, Global Swarming.
Yes.
And, was there more than three?
Yes.
Yeah. And the final one in 2018, which was the last Sharknado, It's About Time.
And you only got the three.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and find 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, good-o. Get out there, Glenn.
You think it's the worst movie in the world. Look at you.
That's awesome.
See you, guys.
See you, bud. Mate.
All right, Chris, what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Dirt Music. It was a Tim Winton movie.
Ooh.
And there was 4 of us in the theatre, me and my 3 girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the dialogue, she was like this wooden person that spoke, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. And that's how she spoke the whole way through. So we just did our own dialogue for the rest of the movie.
That's fantastic. That had David Wenham in it too, didn't it? I loved it. It's good, but clearly not good enough to save Dirt Music.
No, not at all. And they don't ever get it.
The title underneath it, Dirt Music, Lose Yourself, Find Yourself in Love.
Oh, my God. Just reading the title, you wouldn't
find
go there.
Find yourself with your head in the bin.
Find yourself in the foyer. eating popcorn.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's Perfect Man.
Only way to score a spot to the Diamond Dig next Monday is to win a bit of perfect match. Everyone's been doing a great job. We haven't broken up any couples yet, which is great. They'll be digging for a $6,000 ring thanks to CTJ, up to 70% off every day. CTJ, big diamond, small prices. We've got Rachel and her partner, Kieran from Pimpamar, ready to roll.
All right, Rachel, this is what we're going to do. We're going to ask you three questions and we're going to see what your answers are. And then we get to ask the same three questions to Kieran. If you're a perfect match, they match up, then you go into the draw for the diamond ring. How does that sound?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. You are pooping your pants right now. We can hear it.
Yeah, I'm sweating a little bit.
Okay. All right, Trevor, you take it away and ask Rachel the questions.
Who said, I love you first?
He did.
Oh, ooh, did he?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Where was that?
Oh, it was actually over the phone. It kind of just came out. And, yeah, so he just spat it out. And now here we are.
Okay. Sounds very romantic.
Who is the better driver?
I would say me.
Oh. And why would you say you with so much confidence?
He can't. Oh, he's going to hate me for this. He can't reverse park as good as I can.
What do you mean he can't reverse park?
Well, I drive a Jeep, so I'm, and he drives a Ford. So it's a lot bigger.
All right.
And I guess you can fit it into, like, he's like, how do you do that? Yeah. With the help of a reverse camera, of course.
There you
but
go.
Still, that doesn't count.
What is Kieran's worst habit?
He can't control himself when it comes to alcohol. Like,
all right,
he doesn't drink often, but when he does, it's all the way or not at all. Do you know what I mean?
It's all the way to the finish line and then keep going.
In the bed, yeah.
All right. All right, Rachel, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear us ask Kieran these questions, so just hang on there, okay?
Cool, okay.
It's all coming up next.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's Perfect Match.
Kieran, welcome to Perfect Match. We've already asked Rachel a couple of questions this afternoon. How are you feeling, mate?
A little nervous. We'll see how much I know. Don't really know what I'm answering. I was kind of just cleaning up a bit of my fishing tackle on the day off, and she said, you're going to be on radio soon. I said, oh, God. And I said, can I not do it? She said, no. And I seen that look, and I was like, okay, if I don't do it, I'm going to get a butt whooping. So I said, I will do it.
It could be a good thing, could be a bad thing.
All right, let's put you out of your misery. Our first question for you. All right, Kieran, who said I love you first? Was it you or Rachel?
That would be me over a phone call.
Very well
and
done.
When I did that, she ended up booking a plane ticket down to meet me.
Wow.
And I didn't know what I got myself into.
Okay.
Now you do.
Your next question, Kieran. Who is the better driver?
That'd definitely be her.
Oh, wow.
You can sort of see a bit of a scratch down the side of my car from just simply hitting the letterbox one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go down too well. So every now and then I'm allowed to drive her car. Apart from that, I stick to the Ford, guys.
Yeah. So she's got the Jeep, so that's the fancy car.
Yeah, she's got the Jeep. Yeah, so that's the nicer one.
You got the banged up Ford.
Mate, nothing like a beast. Yeah. A to B.
All right, your last question. What would Rachel say is your worst habit?
I reckon I've got a lot of habits.
One'll do.
Probably my worst one is when it comes to... Oh God, it's on radio.
Yeah.
No. I'll have a drink and I'll be like, yeah, I'm doing really good, man. I'll have like six or so. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, hang on, I'm falling over, man. And yeah, I just probably go a little bit too far on the old booze.
Yeah, that's what she said. That is what she said as well.
Enjoy the drink.
There you go. Guess what, mate? Yeah.
Congratulations! You've won a shovel, a bit of sand, and on Valentine's Day, you could dig up a diamond ring worth $6,000!
You You are officially a perfect match. That means that you're in the draw to win a $6,000 diamond ring. On Valentine's Day, you'll be digging for the diamond. You answered all of the questions exactly the same as Rachel. Perfect. Rachel, I'm very impressed with
crazy.
Kieran.
I got the shivers. And when you say digging for, are we competing or?
Oh, yes, you're competing.
I am.
Okay. So you can get the claw out and, you know.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Oh, man. It's all thanks to CTJ. Up to 70% off every day. CTJ, big diamond, small prices.
Moira and Big Trev.
I'm going to have a chat about Kanye because on the 4th of February, Kanye, also known as Ye.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. It's spelled yee, I say yay. No, whatever. Shared a picture of their 8-year-old daughter, North, and he was asking a query. It was a screenshot of North on TikTok, and he wrote, since this is my first divorce, I need to know what I should do about my daughter being on TikTok against my will.
Ooh.
Now, there's been a lot of arguments between Kanye and Kim at the moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of back and forth. You can jump on their Instagram pages and have a look at the big furore.
I love it.
But it brings up the question of there's a lot of big things that kids are doing these days.
Mm.
You've got your TikTok, you've got your Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, NFTs, Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
The list is endless. But I want to know what was big in your day. Like back in my day on a Sunday, it was like cartoons and Cocoa Pops.
On a Sunday night, it was the Disney movie.
Yep.
Would be on, I'm going to say Channel 7. I think I can see Frank Warwick there just beforehand. And we'd all sit down together and we had a TV that was on wheels.
Yes.
And you'd wheel it over and you'd watch it all. Well, here we go.
Sorry, but between you talking about having your TV on wheels and Trev talking about back in my day.
But the big things that were like was huge was Game Boys. Like Game Boys first came out and they were little handheld ones and they were awesome.
An Atari 2600.
I was amazing at Tetris.
Still got one at home.
Oh my gosh.
But it was all like going out and enjoying yourself.
Mm.
Like climbing trees. If the streetlights were on, you're in trouble. You had to get home.
Yep.
So what was big back in your day, Gold Coast? Come on, give us a ring.
555-71-1029 is the number. Let us know what was big back in my day.
The wheel. We invented the wheel.
Moira and Big Trev.
What was what was awesome back when you were a kid?
When I was a kid in primary school, all I wanted was a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yes.
That's all I wanted.
Is that all you wanted?
That's all I wanted. Never got one.
Oh.
Paul bought me one.
Oh, what did
my husband.
What did you do with it?
It was a couple of years ago. He bought me one for Christmas.
Yeah.
Which was actually really cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Gave it to the kids.
Oh.
They don't like him because he's got a tattoo on his bum. But I was like, well, Mummy's got 12 of them. What are you going to do about it?
And they're all on a bum. watching cartoons and playing in the park and doing all that kind of stuff. That was
riding
big.
Your bike and the chain fell off and you had to fix it.
Yeah, getting chased by different people down the laneway.
Okay, no, that's not a good memory.
Not a good memory?
No, not a good memory. No.
I might have to go back to my psychiatrist. But we wanted to know what was big back in your day.
Hello, Ornella.
We raced home on a Saturday night to watch Young Talent Time.
Oh, who didn't? Joey Peroni.
I know.
Oh, Joey Peroni, Danny Minogue. Bevan.
Loved it.
Come on.
Stop it. I saw them once in Surfers. It was the greatest night of my life. They were playing at what was called the Paradise Resort, what is now Paradise Resort.
Yeah.
And they sent Agadu, and I was just absolutely stoked.
Oh, my God.
It was phenomenal.
Sorry, Ornella, it kind of took over from you there, mate. I do apologise.
No, that's all right. That's fine.
Who was Bevan?
Bevan. Bevan was the blonde kid, wasn't he?
Was this a show that was hosted by Molly?
Yeah.
No, this was hosted by Johnny Young.
Johnny Young.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ornella.
Sorry.
Joanne.
What was big back in your day, buddy?
Donkey Kong.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the flip. I don't even know if it was a Nintendo. I don't know what brand it was, but it was the flip thing with Donkey Kong.
It was green. And I'd do it from the top and you'd open it up and then it'd go down the side. Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah, there's also the brown one and that was the local high price one.
Oh, okay. Didn't have that one.
Did it just have Donkey Kong?
Yeah, just Donkey Kong.
It was brilliant.
The barrels.
Yeah, barrels.
It was.
Oh, I wonder where you could find that. That'd be
so good. One of them. Good on you, Joanne.
Thanks, Joe.
And Beck, what was big back in your day?
Well, first of all, I was watching Aggro, but the other big one that I remember was Tarzos. Do you remember Tarzos?
Yes, Tarzos.
Totally.
And there was like rantings, and then you'd connect them and then like interlocked with each other, or you could smash other players, and it was like,
they were great.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. And you used to get them in like packets of chips, and
that's right.
It was like, quick, look what I got.
Yeah, you were so proud of them.
You'd have to hide them because people just wanted them.
I got a full folder.
You have not, have you?
I've got a full folder of Tarzos at my mum's house.
Wow.
Shut up.
Yeah. I credit that full folder to why I still have a big gut to that.
Moira and Big Trev.
Weekdays from 3.
Only on 102.9 Hot Tomato.